Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Introducing Falun DAFA to Schools in India by a Falun DAFA practitioner in India. The article was published on the Minghui website on June 16, 2023. I'm a practitioner from the city of Nagpur, Maharashtra, India. I'm 62 years old, and I retired from government service last year. My wife and I started practicing Falun DAFA in October 2012, and I feel very fortunate. She has been my companion on the cultivation journey, and we introduced Falun DAFA to schools. Throughout these years, I experienced many things on my cultivation path and always felt Master has been guiding and protecting me. Part 1. Bringing the good news of DAFA to schools helps improve my cultivation. My wife and I started introducing Falun DAFA to schools in August 2015. I felt doing this had an additional benefit. Students take home the flyers and materials we give them, and this way, their parents and family members may read them and learn about Falun DAFA, develop positive thoughts, and be saved. However, it's not always been a smooth and easy path. We usually leave home early in the morning and sometimes have to travel long distances. Other times, we had to wait for hours to meet with school officials. We had difficulty meeting school principals, and even after some follow-ups and long waits, we weren't able to get permission. Through these experiences, we saw our attachment to being impatient and intolerant. We are truly thankful to Master for helping us and giving us these precious opportunities. With Master's grace, we have introduced Falun DAFA to more than 50 schools to date, along with coaching classes, convents, and hostels. In Fa teaching at the 2009 Greater New York International Fa Conference, a practitioner asked Master about how to help school students in India who were rapidly learning DAFA. Master responded, quote, "We find evidence from the path walked thus far that tells just how important Fa study is. A human being is like a container. If he is filled with Fa, he will, this being the Fa of the cosmos, naturally have righteous thoughts and play a positive role. That's for sure. So there is only one way, and it is to study the Fa more. Don't turn doing the exercises into a formality and stop at that. Rather, you should guide everyone to study the Fa more. The best thing is to organize students to study the Fa together in different settings, and this would be especially good in India, given the large number of school students." Unquote. Over the years, we met many predestined people who expressed their joy after learning the exercises. We also faced hardships and obstacles, which we were able to overcome with Master's help. Working on introducing the Fa to various schools also helped me to improve my Xingxing and identify many attachments, such as resentment, anger, jealousy, lust, seeking fame, and guarding my reputation. I also learned how to look within and find my own shortcomings. Now, when I look within, I'm usually able to identify my problem areas and then start working on getting rid of them. When something goes wrong, it immediately becomes clear to me. I'm now able to accept criticism, but I still can't take it when it comes from my wife. I know I have to improve in this area, and I'm working on this. I would like to remind everyone about the importance of keeping a righteous mindset while doing anything related to truth clarification. For instance, once my wife and I planned to visit a school, but due to bad weather and rain, I was reluctant to go, while my wife insisted that we must arrive there on time. When we finally arrived, we were not given permission to introduce DAFA. Upon reflection, I realized this happened due to my unrighteous thoughts and our inability to work together. righteous thoughts and actions are very crucial in keeping our dimensional fields clear and eliminating any interfering elements. Good Fa study is also key. We always read the Fa and send righteous thoughts before we talk to schools. Master said in Fa teaching at the 2015 West Coast Fa Conference, quote, "I'll put it even more clearly. The cultivation that you are doing in this lifetime is to strengthen the righteous thoughts that your being at the surface has, and that is so that you can save all living beings." Unquote. I still remember the very first school where I introduced Dafa. It was Sainanth School in Pragati Nagar, Nagpur, which had roughly 900 students. It was an amazing experience, sharing the good news of Dafa with such a large group. The principal and teachers were very pleased with the opportunity to learn about Falun Dafa. The experience also gave me confidence and encouragement to continue. Below is the summary of some of my most memorable school visits. I would like to thank Master and all my fellow practitioners who made these school sessions possible. I hope my humble sharing will also inspire you to introduce Falun Dafa to schools so students can improve their morals and be better people. Part 2, Christian School Principal Impressed by Falun Dafa's Values. When we first visited New Apostolic High School in Nagpur to seek permission to introduce Falun Dafa, the receptionist told us to wait. After more than an hour, the principal met with us and talked to us for another hour. We discussed the importance of morality in students' lives. We were allowed to introduce Falun Dafa to the middle and high school students the next day. The session started at 7:30 a.m. and finished at 11:30. It was a profound experience. Students were happy to learn the exercises. The principal was moved by the exercise music and said that every musical note resonated deep in her heart. She also told us that the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance were very good. We conducted 3 sessions there that day. Part 3. Visit to one school brings more opportunities. Tathagata High School in Kutampa is a residential school around 165 kilometers from Nagpur. A practitioner who lives in Kutampa got permission for our visit, which was scheduled for 3 p.m. 9 practitioners planned to go there. On the way there in Kalam Town, we saw some school students, and since we had some free time, we stopped to give them flyers. Then we decided to follow them, which led us to their school. We also distributed flyers to more students there. Afterwards, practitioners went to one more school to distribute flyers. I later encountered another group of students. One of them refused to accept the flyer, saying, "It's something Chinese." I told him the facts and how the Chinese regime persecutes this peaceful practice. He and his friends took the materials after learning the truth. We were also able to visit the Chintamani School and Junior College in Kalam Town. The practitioners got on-the-spot permission from the in-charge teacher because the school principal was not present that day. We immediately had an opportunity to teach the exercises and introduce Dafa. When we finally reached our destination, Tathagata High School in Kutampa, they took us to a nearby area with many trees. It looked like a small forest, and there were many Buddhist statues there. We showed the students the Dafa exercises. They really enjoyed learning them. We returned home around 9 p.m. We are truly thankful to Master for arranging this memorable journey. Part 4, Government Tribal Hostel invites us to demonstrate the exercises. The same thing happened with a government tribal hostel in Sindhavahi. I took my wife to her hometown. She met a couple of school principals, including the one at the school she once attended. We introduced Dafa at both schools the next day. We also met with some college students in her hometown. They invited us to the boys' hostel, and we got permission from the caretaker to introduce Falun Dafa there. We felt that the students were waiting for Falun Dafa. They learned the practice very quickly, and they were calm and serene. The caretaker also took us to the girls' hostel nearby to introduce the practice there. We showed them the exercises. It was an amazing experience. The students appeared to truly be waiting for Dafa. Part 5. Introducing Falun Dafa while visiting my daughter. My daughter was appointed a senior resident doctor at the Mahatma Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences in Sewagram. She worked there for 3 months. While we visited her, we decided to introduce Falun Dafa to the residents. We visited Sunshine School in Sewagram and received permission from the principal to introduce Falun Dafa to the students and staff. The next time we visited our daughter, we scheduled a meeting with the school and taught the exercises to the students. The principal, teachers, and students were very much moved by Falun Dafa. While we were there, we visited more nearby schools in Sewagram. We also came across Jila Pradeshad School, and the headmistress was impressed by the Falun Dafa practice. It was also an incredible experience as we got the opportunity to demonstrate the exercises there without prior permission. The experience was wonderful. Part 6. Spreading Dafa where I grew up. I studied in a junior college in Brahmapuri, and a girls' high school is located nearby. We visited the city before to see my ailing mother-in-law. During that visit, we went to the girls' school and asked if we could demonstrate the exercises. The principal there liked the idea very much and then asked if we could also introduce Falun Dafa to their boys' school, which was in another location. We conducted sessions in both schools. Between them, the girls' and boys' schools had around 2,700 students. During the two separate sessions, roughly 2,400 students were present in total. They all learned the exercises very well. On the way, I also took the opportunity to visit my childhood school, Janta High School, the same day around 2 p.m. It was truly a great gift from Master to have the opportunity to introduce Falun Dafa to my school. Part 7. After Retirement. Since I retired, I've had even more time to tell people about Dafa. In February of 2022, in just 2 days, we actually visited 25 schools in Nagpur, Chandrapur, and Yavatmal district in the Vidarbha region. It was a very enriching experience, and it seemed that people were waiting to hear about Dafa. My daughter married and now lives in Chennai. She and I went to one school, but we were concerned due to the language barrier and also because we felt like outsiders in this South Indian city. We met the director, and he showed keen interest in the practice and gave us permission. He also told us to return to the school whenever we visited the city. Many students and teachers were impressed by the practice and spoke highly of it. I wish to do even better on the path ahead and not let our compassionate Master down. Thank you, Master, for giving me the opportunity to tell people about Falun Dafa.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Falun Dafa is Amazing by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 27, 2024. After I began to practice Falun Dafa in 1998, I had many amazing experiences. The following are two examples. My husband and I were driving back to my hometown one day in June 2016. He ran into a bridge rail on the side of the road. The windshield was shattered, and both airbags were deployed. I was seated in the front passenger side and did not have my seatbelt on. I bounced up and was thrown out of the car after being hit by the airbags. I felt my soul leave my body and float upward. The feeling was wonderful. I was later told that my husband tried to wake me up but got no response. He called my nephew for help. When my nephew arrived, he saw that I was unconscious even though he saw no injuries. My husband shouted, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." I woke up and felt excruciating pain. My nephew was relieved and his wife said, "It's so fortunate that she practices Falun Dafa. The car is totaled, but she's alive." My nephew immediately took me to the hospital. The hospital was close, but driving over the bumpy road caused me excruciating pain. I firmly believed that I would be fine because I am protected by Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa. After a thorough checkup, the doctor said, "She is fine, no blood or fluid in the brain." My husband was puzzled. "Then why was she unconscious for so long?" The doctor replied, "Well, it's probably a mild concussion. In fact, I had no nausea or headache. She should stay here for 7 days to have an anti-inflammatory treatment." I told my husband, "Since I'm fine, I want to go home." My husband didn't insist, but told me to take a break at home for the next week. My pain didn't go away immediately. It was difficult for me to walk upstairs to my home on the 5th floor. Whenever I moved, I grimaced in pain. I knew the best way to recover was doing the Falun Dafa exercises, but my husband insisted I lie still as the doctor suggested, so I did the exercises after he fell asleep. In the beginning, I had to grit my teeth for every stretching movement. I thought maybe I'd just do it gently. I later decided I should do it correctly, no matter how painful it was, and I did the first 3 sets of exercises. When I tried to do the 4th exercise, I couldn't bend down because my lower back and legs were in so much pain. I told myself I would separate me from the being that is causing me pain. After I finished all the exercises, I was sweating heavily. I had trouble sleeping that night. The next 2 days, I continued to do the exercises, but my situation didn't improve. On the afternoon of the 3rd day, another practitioner, May, came to visit me. She seriously told me, "You have to look inward." I said, "I did, but I can't find the reason." May shared her experience of how she overcame an ordeal after looking inward. Inspired by her experience, I suddenly saw my attachment. "I found it. My heart was filled with resentment," I said. After I sued Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, for persecuting Falun Dafa, I was not allowed to teach. Instead, I was assigned to work in the kitchen. People often treated me sarcastically, either intentionally or unintentionally. What I couldn't stand is that a colleague who I helped a lot with teaching also scolded me. She was unhappy because my library work was assigned to her. She scolded me many times and caused me to cry. I was resentful. I suddenly understood why both airbags were deployed, because I was full of grievances. I found more attachments, such as jealousy and fear of losing face. As soon as I had this realization, I felt something was removed from my body. I felt refreshed and the pain disappeared. Dafa is so amazing. The next day, I rode my electric bicycle to work. I met the principal at the school gate. He learned about my car accident when my husband requested a short leave for me. He asked, with eyes wide open, "Why are you here?" I said, "I'm fine." He smiled. "I know, it must be because you practice Falun Dafa." "You are right," I replied. He continued, "That's great. Please continue practicing." Many people in my village saw the ruined car, which was towed back by my nephew. They were all amazed. After this incident, one of them who was against Falun Dafa said Falun Dafa was good. One day last spring, I used a razor blade to remove some misprinted characters on an old version of Juan Falun. Around 10:30 p.m., I packed up all my things and went to turn off the lights. I don't know how, but the blade cut into my right knee. Blood was gushing out, and a Band-Aid was not enough to stop it. I started to loudly say, Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. My daughter hurried to wrap my knee. The bleeding stopped. The wound was right in the middle of my knee, which is the toughest place to heal. I woke up in pain around 2 a.m. I took a look at the wound, and it looked like it was still bleeding. I did the 5 exercises, but I did the 5th for half an hour instead of 1 hour with legs double-crossed. After sunrise, I called one of my students who worked in the hospital and asked him to stitch up my wound. My student came and found that the wound was too long to deal with, so he took me to the hospital. The doctor said, the cut is deep and it reaches to the bone. Since it was past the best time for stitching, he suggested I be hospitalized for 1 week, and then he would decide whether to suture it. He said it would take about 2 weeks to recover. I refused to be hospitalized. My student brought me to his mother's clinic and said his mother might have a better treatment. His mother was in her 60s and ran the clinic for many years. I've been friends with his mother for years, and she is very supportive of Falun Dafa. She checked my wound and said, based on my experience, if you don't stitch it up, such a big wound can get infected. I told her, don't worry, I'll be fine. She put some Chinese medicine on gauze and wrapped it up again. On the third day, she came to my home to change the dressing. She got a bowl of salt water and prepared to clean the wound. However, after she unwrapped the gauze, the wound was almost healed. She was shocked. Falun Dafa is really amazing. It healed so well in just 1 day with no bruising at all.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.